The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Kaylee, who wrote in, I am a junior in high school and wonder how I should plan for next year, and I'm wondering when am I supposed to audition for company positions and what happens if I don't get in anywhere. Do most dancers then wind up going the college route? Thanks for writing in, Kaylee. Welcome to the show. Every company is a little different in the age that they want to hire dancers. I just had the opportunity to join some of the SAB audition tour and was surprised to find out that 17 is really too old to be auditioning for a school for the first time, at least for SAB. The thinking is, if you are 17, you should be doing company auditions already. However, if you are 17 and auditioning because you are planning on staying the year and you have already been to their summer program before, then that is a different thing. My number one piece of advice is to keep school a priority, just to take the pressure off ballet. Get good grades, take the SAT. When it is time, apply for colleges. Unless you are already in a company by the time you are supposed to apply for college, then that's another story. But otherwise, you have got to keep your options open. If nothing else, to make your dancing better, because you haven't pressured yourself by limiting your future to just ballet. Apply for some dream colleges, some realistic choices, and then also apply to some with a great ballet program. More on that later. My second piece of advice is, without knowing your dancing history, I would generally say for the junior year of high school, audition for every single ballet school program that comes to town. Then you are able to pick your best option. Don't discriminate when it comes to schools. Just do every audition, if for nothing else but to gain experience in order to do well in the auditions that you do care about. Then go away to one of these summer programs for the summer in between your junior and senior year. Hopefully this is a school that in which you are interested in being part of the company. If possible, you know, if they ask you, stay the year. Your senior year, do as many company auditions as possible. And again, don't discriminate. Keep all the options open. Even if you get in somewhere that you are really excited about, finish up all the other auditions just in case. I know a friend who got into a company, stopped auditioning for the rest of that season, and then the job fell through right before that summer, and she was just out of luck until the next year the auditions came around. And in the end, if the company life doesn't work out for you, there are still lots of great experiences you can have dancing through college. The University of Utah and Indiana University are two examples of really great ballet programs that have a degree. They are like being part of a small company. You have other school classes, but you are also taking a couple ballet classes a day and having rehearsals, just like you would in a company setting. And then there are lots of performance opportunities in these programs. Really, they set it up like a little company. I know it's not what everybody dreams of, but if you can't find your way into a regular ballet company, going through a university can be a very similar experience that also ends up with a diploma. So I think that's a win-win. That is the best general answer I can give you on the subject, but there are more details I can give if I know a little bit more about your individual dance history. Hopefully you found this answer sufficient, Kaylee, and I wish you all the best. Thanks for writing in. Thanks for tuning in to Ask Megan. As always, we will be back next week with another new episode. If you have your own ballet question for me, go to premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Wishing everyone a great March.